Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Writing Effective Test Cases. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Best Practices in the Software Quality Assurance for Developers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential elements of a good test case and best practices for writing effective test cases. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create clear and concise test cases that enhance the testing process, ensuring that software products meet the required standards of quality and functionality. Main content elements of a good test case. A test case serves as a blueprint for testing specific functionalities within software applications. To ensure your test cases are effective, they should include several key elements: test case ID, a unique identifier for each test case that allows for easy tracking and reference; test description, a brief summary of what the test case aims to validate. This should be clear enough for anyone to understand the purpose of the test. Preconditions, any conditions that must be met before executing the test. This might include a specific state of the application or user permissions. Test steps, detailed instructions on how to perform the test. These steps should be easy to follow, even for someone who may not be familiar with the application. Expected results, a description of what the expected outcome is if the application behaves correctly. This provides a clear target against which the actual results can be compared. Actual results, the results observed after executing the test steps. This section is crucial for identifying discrepancies between expected and actual outcomes. Status, indicates whether the test case passed or failed based on the comparison of expected versus actual results. Incorporating these elements ensures that your test cases are comprehensive and straightforward, making it easier for others to understand and execute them. Best practices for writing effective test cases. To further enhance the quality of your test cases, consider the following best practices. Keep it simple. Use clear and concise language to avoid ambiguity. Each test case should focus on a single functionality or scenario. Be consistent. Maintain a standard format for all test cases. Consistency in structure helps testers quickly navigate through the documentation. Prioritize test cases. Identify the most critical functionalities and prioritize their testing. This ensures that high-risk areas receive adequate attention. Review and update regularly. Test cases should evolve with the software. Regular reviews ensure that they remain relevant and effective as the application changes. Involve stakeholders. Engage team members from different functions, such as development and business, when writing test cases. Their insights can provide valuable perspectives on what needs to be tested. Use automation tools. Leverage available tools to automate the execution of test cases where possible. Automation can save time and reduce human error, especially for repetitive tests. Employing these best practices will not only streamline the testing process but also enhance the overall quality of the software being developed. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the essential elements of a good test case and best practices for writing effective test cases. By incorporating these elements and adhering to best practices, you can create test cases that improve the efficiency and accuracy of the testing process. As you move forward in your software quality assurance journey, remember that well-written test cases are a cornerstone of delivering high-quality software products. Reflection questions. What specific elements do you think are most critical when writing a test case for your projects at test company? How can you implement the best practices discussed in today's lesson to improve your current testing processes? In what ways can involving stakeholders enhance the quality of your test cases?